very, very sharp message on taking charge. Over territories by the power of God, by God's power. Taking charge over territories by God's power. Our objective, like he said, is to understand how we take charge by power. Job 36 and in verse 22. Job 36 and in verse 22. He said, behold, God exalted by his power, who teacheth like him. God exalts by his power. He positions people by his power. I want to say by way of introduction that spiritual power is the strength of physical authority. Most times, when you see people in some form of unquestionable authority, spiritual power is behind. I won't tell you about this, give you the full detail. But one day, a man soldier man was sent on assignment to handle certain agents of evil, the way you see bandits and those kind of things. And they confronted a situation where the leader of the particular people they went to handle, as they are shooting, he will be coming. Say they have eaten some powers and the bullet could not penetrate him. He was utilizing authority from the realm of the negative spiritual. The officer brought the bottle of oil. We prayed on the oil. We said, anoint the gun of your men and go on assignment, which was what they did. When they went, the leader was coming as usual. The first shot was the last one. That was how superior spiritual handled an inferior spiritual power. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You need spiritual power, especially those of you in places of authority. Because there are those who come to see you to subdue you with power. Alright. They went somewhere, they said, put this on your tongue or do this or that, and go and talk to the man. You see a man, or shake hands with him. You see a man quaking in front of a little girl or a little boy who came to subdue him with evil power. The same officer was asked to go and construct a bridge somewhere. Two or three of the groups of people who came to construct the bridge on that river, the water swept them and drowned them. At least a set or two, the water swept them, drowned them. All right. You go and construct the bridge. The oil was still blessed. Go do it. And I say, go pour it into the river and kill all the water devils. Every of the devils in the water drowning the people, kill them. That was how The water was anointed, splashed, demons suffocated, bridge constructed successfully without another loss of life. Right? There is power and there is power. But when two powers meet, the lesser power must bow. I announce to you today, by the same authority with which I preach, every power contending with your life and your destiny and your assignment, today they shall bow. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Lift your right and say, Father, I receive power to take charge in my territory. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. We saw the example of Moses in the first service. And in this second service, our example is Elijah. Elijah was practically in charge of Israel in the days of Ahab and Jezebel. He was in charge of Israel in the days of Ahab and Jezebel by the agency of the power of God. He was in charge. In 1 Kings chapter 17 and in verse 1, Elijah said, before God whom I stand, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain this year, but according to my word. I am in charge here. What I say is what will happen. And then in 1 Kings 18:24, Elijah said, call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Very soon, every power contending with your God shall bow. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. How do we take charge? By power. Number one, we overcome. All right. I said this in the first service. I'm going to rush through it because of time. We overcome resistance by power. We saw that in the first service. We overcome resistance by power. Second, we said that we activate progress by power. We overcome resistance by power. We activate progress by power. We overcome resistance by power. We activate progress by power. And thirdly, we said that we are exalted or lifted by power. The power of God exalts. It lifts us. It positions us. We are exalted. We are lifted by power. Hallelujah. Somebody say a loud amen. Now for the second service, we have three of them. Number one, which is actually number four. Number one, we overcome all forces of the enemy by power. Luke chapter 10 verse 19. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions and over every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We overcome all the forces of the enemy by power. It takes power to overcome the forces of your father's house, your lineage, your family, your community, that says nobody should grow up to a certain level. At the beginning of our ministry, I met a young man. His grandfather was a native witch doctor. His father was a witch doctor. Native doctor. And all the family members, none of them had crossed beyond secondary school, because one of them was meant to inherit the tradition of being a native doctor, a witch doctor. And they didn't agree. For that purpose, nobody crossed secondary school. And then this young man came to me. I prayed with him, laid hands on him, injected power, broke that yoke. He became the first to go to the university to study accountancy. and came out with a BSc accounting, because the power that came on him was stronger than the power that was trying to stop him. Am I communicating? Say aloud, amen. You need power to overcome the powers of darkness, the powers of the occult, the powers of witchcraft, the powers of your ancestry. You need power to break it. And I stand here today, see, and those are the things that keep you down, that make you not to be where you are meant to be. I stand here to announce today, every power of your father's house, every power of your community that is fighting your destiny, today they are broken. Lift your voice and say, I overcome every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every ancestral curse, every family covenant, every covenant of my locality, of my community, resisting my life. I overcome you by the power of God in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. We overcome the power of the enemy by the power of God. Number two, or number five, we unleash, that was Luke 10:19. We unleash divine potentials by power. What God put into you is pushed out by his power. There are many of us, there are things that God has placed in us that has never seen the light of day, because the power of the enemy resisted you. How God anointed Acts 10:38, Jesus of Nazareth, with the Holy Ghost and with power. And what happened? He went about doing good, healing. There was healing inside him, but that healing did not manifest until power came on him. Did you hear what I just said? There was healing virtue that he carried, but that healing virtue could not come out until power came on him. Somebody here today, and I know, how is that important? It is important because your potentials take you to the palace. Released potential usher people into dominion. Proverbs 18:16. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. Your graces, your giftings take you into dominion. And the power of God pushes out your gifts. So if the devil wants to limit your destiny, he limits your potentials. Today, that potential is coming out. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Somebody shout the loud most, amen. Somebody shout the believers, amen. A louder believer, say amen. Kenneth Copeland, a pilot, went close to Oral Roberts, and his gift gave him a place with Oral Roberts that ushered him into a destiny of greatness. He said, I'm a pilot, commercial pilot. I want to fly you. Oral Roberts looked at him. Really? All right, let's go. That was how he drove and flew him. And Oral Roberts poured as much as he could, because his gift gave him a place. We unleash potentials by power. And number three, which is number six, we command and are obeyed by power. Just say, we rule, command, and are obeyed by power. We rule by power. We command and we are obeyed by power. We rule, command, and are obeyed by power. Psalm 66 and in verse 7 it said, God ruleth by his power forever. He rules. You have no right. You are not qualified to be obeyed without power. You are not qualified to command and be obeyed without power. I told the story before. In medical school days, medical students, ourselves, would go to the ward round to preach and to lead people to Christ and so on. Christian medical students. And a team went to the psychiatry ward. And the psychiatrist and the mad person looked at one of them and said, other people are coming, you are coming too. That one reversed. Say, you are coming too. Other people are coming, you are coming too. That is, I know you. You don't have weight. Who are you to come near me? What are you doing here? Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know me, I know you. You know me, I know you. That is how it is. You cannot, without power. The seven sons of Sceva wanted to cast out some devils. It was the devils that cast them out. They said, in the name of Paul, in the name of Jesus whom Paul preached, we command you to come out. They were trying to cast a devil out of a lunatic or something. The devil cleaned his eyes to be sure who is talking. Say, in the name of Jesus whom Paul preached. Not in the name of Jesus that they know. Whom Paul preached. We command you to come out. The devil clean his eyes first. Say, Jesus I know. Paul I know. Who are you? What's your identity? As they couldn't explain, if the devil beat the hell. In secondary school, in those days, there's a big cop that they call, who sent you? That was their story that day. Who sent you? Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are ye? He waited for answer, verse 16. There was no answer. And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them. Seven of them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. That's right. The devil cast them out. The devil cast them out. So it takes power to command and be obeyed. In the realm of the spirit, in the realm of men. You see an army general who is this height and is commanding a man that is 6 feet, who is a sergeant. My friend, wake up. Say, permission to wake up, sir. It's not the height of the man that is intimidating this giant. It's the power he carries. The authority behind his voice. His foreign service star, his distinguished service star, his past staff and past staff college plus. Junior course, senior course, all of them lined up. In the strength and power of that, he's instilling jitters into the spine of this giant. Hallelujah. To command and be obeyed, you need backing power. Today, that power that will put you in charge, that will make you to speak, and principalities will hear, and territorial powers will hear. That power is coming upon you today. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. If you are saying amen, say loud amen.
You are saying amen. Shout the loudest. Amen.
Take your seat. What is the secret of power? Number one is the same thing. The activity or the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Micah chapter 3 verse 8. He said, but I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord. I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord. Praying in the Spirit. Worshipping in the Spirit. Being led by the Spirit of God is a secret of power. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, you shall receive dunamis. That is, the Greek word is dynamis. That is, they pronounce it dynamis, but it's dunamis that we call it, and that's the spelling. And then it is where you get the dynamo, dynamite, explosive power, reproductive power, perpetual power. So when you carry the Holy Ghost, you are a mobile dynamite. That was why the woman was talking about how the boy was under anesthesia and then went off for 8 hours. And they played tongues of fire in America. And he came back to life. Until surgeon, American surgeon, is asking for his hands to be anointed first before the surgery. Know the Holy Spirit, you know power. The Holy Spirit is our power headquarters. It's our power gas turbine. It's power turbine. Somebody say aloud, amen. Number two secret of power is the presence of the Lord. The Bible said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, for God was with him. God with anybody equals power. This is a summary. Anything you need to do to make God be with you, you don't need to ask for power extra. Whatever makes God comfortable in your life qualifies you and positions you in power. You don't need to pray extra for power. God resisted the proud, he gives grace to the humble. So humility will bring God close to you. Purity will bring God close to you. God inhabits the praises of his people. Worship that is real and authentic will bring God close to you. The opposite is true. Grumbling and murmuring will keep God far from you and keep power far from you. Gambling and pornography and prostitution and all of those things will keep God far from you and keep you far from power. Arrogance and pride and raising of shoulder and looking down on everybody, it will keep God far from you and keep you far from power. It's a new day. Lift up your hands and say, Father, I come before you today. Pray it hard and say, Father, I come before you today. I receive your help.
I receive your help.
I receive your mercy.
I receive your mercy.
Help me to live for you.
Help me to live for you.
And help me to do your will.
And help me to do your
will. In Jesus' name. Lift your hands and sing this song. Please be patient till we share the grace in a short while. Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you,
Lift your voice and sing, Lord.
Lord, prepare to be a sanctuary. Here I know.
Tried and true.
Tried and true. With a gift. I'll be on you.
Sing it one more time, Lord, prepare me.
Lord, prepare me
to be a sanctuary. Holy, pure and holy,
tried and true, with a gift, I'll be a sanctuary.
I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice,
and it told all thy love to me.
Oh, but I long
to rise
in your arms
of faith,
and be closer
drawn to thee.
Draw me nearer, Lord, draw me.
There are blessings to the cross. Oh,
draw me nearer, Lord, draw me
nearer. There are blessings, Lord.
Sing this song anywhere you are. You need to be closer to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You know you are far from God. You are far from His power. And your life is in jeopardy of hellfire. You want to make it right with Jesus. Carry your Bibles. Carry your bags. And quickly be on the front here. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Also come forward. You have come before, but you want to rededicate. Come forward. Don't be the last to come. Be the first. Carry your Bibles and your bags. You want addiction broken. Smoking addiction. Indian hemp addiction. Cocaine addiction. Crack addiction. Marijuana addiction. All forms of addiction. You want them broken out of your life. Quickly come forward here and let us receive you. I'll give you the count of 20. Be the first to come. One. Two.
Oh,
Run. Four. Draw me nearer, Lord. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. 11.
To thy precious,
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 to thy precious. Place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. I say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today I go forward ever. Backward never. Grace to live for you, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I decree the help of God upon your life. Mercy from God be released upon you. Jesus, they are still coming forward.
my song every day. Father, draw me nearer. Draw me nearer, nearer to thee.
My song every day,
my song
every day. Father, draw me nearer. Another count of ten. One. My song every day,
my song
every day. Father,
draw me nearer. Draw me.
My song every day,
my song every day,
every day.
Father,
draw me nearer. One more. My song every day,
my song every day,
my song every day.
Father, draw me nearer.
Draw me nearer.
I pray for every one of you. I ask that the Lord will lay his hands upon you, cause his face to shine upon you. I ask that the hold of the enemy be broken off your life, that today will mark a new day for you, that grace to live for God be released for you, that you will not fail and you will not falter.
Father, help them
to be who you want them to be. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Counselors, I want them to be a part of this particular segment, just like the first service. Okay? Alright, go with them. Just go with them.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take,
every moment I'm away.
Have your way, Lord. Everybody say,
Lord, I give you my soul.
I live for you.
Every step that I take,
every moment I'm waiting,
have your way, Lord.
Lift up your offerings. Father, we thank you for what you gave to us. Receive of our hands and let the hands lifted never drop to beg. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
I got my mind made up. And I will talk. Because I want to see my Jesus someday.
I've got my mind.
Come back, because I want to see my Jesus.
Those giving online, details of giving online are on the screen. The Lord bless you. Please be patient. Let all movements, especially by my side, stop. There was a declaration we made in the first service concerning the operation Rescue, Restore and Revive the Nation. If they can play it, then I don't need to make it a second time. Are we ready for it?
As a nation, we are at a very, very critical junction. Everybody is aware that we are at a very, very sensitive junction. Now, the Operation Rescue, Restore, and Revive the Nation's Prayer.
Volume.
Rescuing the nation from the hands of killers, bandits, and agents of destruction. Restore the dignity, glory and destiny of our nation from the grip of disastrous leadership. Revive the nation spiritually back to God. Started about 131 days ago. And what is the background of this? The background of this is how, as a nation and as a church, we have borne the pain of massacres. In our nation, we bore the pain. I am not talking of what we heard about. That's our praying going there. I'm not talking of what we heard about. I am talking of what we are eyewitnesses of. I believe it was in the year of 2016. We visited Agatu local government on the 7th of April, 2016. After the attack that claimed an estimated 594 lives
across 32 villages in Agatu in Benue State between 21st to 24th February 2016. Think of it, 594 lives. Look at the ravages. That was us there. We brought relief material, right? And all of that. Did medical outreach as well because of the ravages of the situation in Agatu then. And then in 2018, we went again to Benue State for the mass burial of about 73 villagers hacked to death by marauding herdsmen between December 31st and January 2018 in Logo and Guma local government. We were there for the mass burial. That was the what do you call it now? The reporting of our visit then into Benue State. That year, I came with a lot of anger, and this was one of the services that followed. Can you show that clip?
Every lover of freedom, clergyman, whether of any religion you are, if you hate what is happening, speak out. The person that can wipe Christianity out of this country, they have not done him. They haven't done his father. Haba. Look at your neighbor, say with me.
All you jihadists and all of you agents in places of authority and agents in the security and agents everywhere you are, hear me.
What I am about to say, interpret it.
There
are some agents of the devil in this nation who want this country to remain permanently in sorrow. Some of them are in power. Some of them are in the security forces. Anywhere you came from, wherever your conspiracy came from, I am here to announce you came too late. We shall see the end of you.
That's right.
You shall not see our end. You shall not see the end of Nigeria. You shall not see the end of Christianity. You shall not see the end of the Middle Belt. Hey. We shall see the end of you.
We shall see your end.
Hey. From this moment forward, at all levels, God will begin to bury people. He will bury them. One by one, he will bury them en masse.
Nigeria shall be their graveyard. Cross part of it.
And then we continue. Now, so this matter we have been on need for years. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? It is our pain, it's our decree. It's not something we had, it's something we are in. And then you yell, what happened this year? 17th of June 2025 to commiserate to the state and victims of the Yelwata massacre that happened between June 13th to 14th 2025. We were there. Look at the devastation. We saw fresh bodies, fresh dead bodies that we saw with our eyes. Went to the displaced persons at the international market in Makurdi. About 3,000 to 4,000 people were here that were displaced from that place. And then when we came, certain decrees were made.
Human life is valuable. It is valued.
Okay, this was before
valuable then. People. From the cradle, if you go to the hospital and you see how doctors battle to save the life of a newborn baby.
One life,
1 day old. Professors of medicine, consultants, 40, 50 years, pediatricians. They are running sweating. To battle to save the life of one person. And then you have some placeless vagabonds, valueless non-entity, roaming from place to place, homeless, valueless, placeless.
give away without qualms. We are going to ask the God to whom vengeance belongs to arise and purge this land of these valueless entities, these worthless entities, this generation of vagabonds. Father, clean the land.
Father, clean the
land. He will clean Nigeria.
Arise, Lord. Whatever you need to do, do it, Lord. However you need to move, move, Lord.
However,
the land of your fathers, no devil or group of devils shall take it. Let me say that. The land of your fathers, no devil or group of devils shall take it.
And then I sat down with a man. I sat down with a man. The president of EYN. Anybody from the Northeast area? Reverend Daniel Mbaya. We were having our ministers, our conference last year. Our pastors were there. When he came with his team of people, pastors and ministers from his denomination, to tell us their plight and whether we can be of help to them. What is your plight, sir? He said they are dealing with 10,000 widows. Widowed by terrorism. Handling 100,000 orphans. Orphaned by terrorism. He said they have a camp in Cameroon. Goza is completely, literally emptied. About 30-something thousand people are in that place in Cameroon, he said. And 18,000 of them are their members. All cleared from their fatherland. We started to assist a little bit in little ways we can that I will not mention. To assist with the widows and assist with the orphans. And so, when it got to the net like this, we have spoken, we have decreed, we are now going to set a watch. 168 hours of the week. Every hour, somebody is on the watch. And we have been on. We started July 1. By July 13th, a notable person had died. Who might be called the patron of terror. I'm not going to mention name. While it went on, we began to record some successes. In the Northwest, we began to record some successes. To the stage where we are now. Where you all know what is going on right now. We are going to pray. Every agent of the devil in Nigeria, agent of bloodshed, you call them, they call themselves terrorists, they call themselves kidnappers, bandits, evil headsmen from hell, or jihadists, and the collaborators of them, and the sponsors of them, and those who imported them to Nigeria. I have bad news for you. Your time is up. Stand up on your feet. Your time is up. Every day for the thief, one day for the owner. Your time is up. We have been praying, and we are not going to stop praying until the earth that drank the blood of innocent citizens drink your own blood. Swallows you up. Importers of terrorists, sponsors of terrorists, collaborators of terrorists, sympathizers of terrorists, and the terrorists themselves. Hey.
Get ready. It is your season of judgment. The land of Nigeria will swallow you up. And we shall have a nation of freedom. We shall have a nation where people can be free to live unto the God they want to serve. We can have a nation where everybody, and we are praying, there will be no hiding place for any devil, no matter how high or how low. No hiding place. Father, locate them. Locate them. Fish them out from their hideouts. And as they have caused sorrow, let their generation never know peace.
Hey!
Lift up your hands.
Lift your hands and your voice. One prayer. Oh God, to whom vengeance belongeth. We're going to pray prayer number 3 and 4. Prayer number 3 and 4. Prayers number 3 and 4. Right, you can place that for me. But before then, lift your voice and say, Oh God, to whom vengeance belongs, in Nigeria, show yourself. Lift your voice and say, Oh God, to whom vengeance belongs, show yourself. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus.
How many of you feel the passion with which this thing was declared? You feel it?
How many of you of us trust God for the day in which Nigeria will be what God wants it to be?
Amen.
I'd like you to pray this prayer with me. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 to 19. Read it together. I'm going to read three passages consecutively. Matthew chapter 16, 18 to 19. Let's read one to go. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Keep going. 19. And I'll give unto thee the keys of kings. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth. Now, Ezekiel 32:24. We'll just read that and then move to Isaiah 31:5. Ezekiel 32:24. Ezekiel 32:24. Read one to go.
There is
Elam and all our multitude round about her grave. Round about her grave. All of them slain. They are falling by the sword, which are gone down uncircumcised into the nether part of the earth. And who are they? They are those who caused the terror in the land of the living. Yet they have borne their shame with them that go down to the pit. Everyone who caused terror in this land of the living, they are going down.
Amen.
Those who boasted that they imported them, they are going down.
Amen.
Those who spoil, you see, you know what it means to carry AK-47? General purpose machine gun. AK is in millions. Servicing of ammunition is in millions. Feeding, logistics, movement, millions. They are on the field, they cannot sponsor that. There are big money sponsoring them.
Yes,
whether they are individuals or they are nations, may they sink.
Amen.
May they sink. Have you ever seen the faces of those terrorists before? It looks like devil. You never see a face that is godly. They look like devils. Demon incarnate. Hearts filled with wickedness. This land is their graveyard.
Amen.
Isaiah 31 and in verse 5. As birds fly. Everybody read together. As birds fly.
So will the Lord of hosts.
I like you. Anywhere you see Jerusalem put Nigeria. Want to go. As birds fly. So will the Lord of hosts defend Nigeria. Defending also, he will deliver Nigeria. And passing over, he will preserve Nigeria. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we will be delivered like birds flying. Sila. I'm going to take the prayers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Start from prayer point number 1. 2, 3, 4, 5. Lift your voice and say, Father. We take authority over every agenda of the gates of hell and of the forces of the Antichrist against your church in Nigeria in this season. We bring them into defeat, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Second prayer, say, Father, we ask that Nigeria becomes the mass graveyard of terrorists, killer henchmen, bandits, jihadists, their sponsors, their collaborators, and their importers in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask that they be cursed from the earth of our nation. Lord, in the name of Jesus, say, Father, we ask that you will defend and deliver our nation, Nigeria, from this season of uncertainty, frustration, and multidimensional failure, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, we ask that you flood the earth with the knowledge of your glory from this altar as the waters cover the seas. Open your mouth and pray. Pray, pray. Let us set a fire. Take authority of every agenda of the gates of hell and the forces of the Antichrist against your church in Nigeria in this season. We bring them into defeat, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that Nigeria becomes the mass graveyard of terrorists, killer headsmen, bandits, jihadists, their sponsors, collaborators, and importers in this season, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask that it be cursed from the earth of our nation. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you will defend and deliver our nation, Nigeria, from this season of uncertainty, frustration, and multidimensional failure, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Lift your hands and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Amen.